Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date? Well, we don't have the original air date. We don't know when this came or what era this is from, but I hope you enjoy. The title is Disaster at Bridge, and let's get into it.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Hola, amigos. This is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure which we have called Disaster at the Bridge. When Juan Detloff homesteaded in Bridgeport, Texas, he chose the best and deepest waterhole to be part of his homestead. He built a good house, barns, and raised his two children, Shirley and Craig, as best a loving father could after his wife passed away. All went well with the Detloffs until Ray Richardson got himself elected sheriff. Then the peace and quiet of Bridgeport turned into a nightmare of bloodshed and murder as the settlers were unable to cope with the lawlessness which instigated by the sheriff.
Expecting it, Craig. You stay here with your sister, son. I'll ride over there.
You're not leaving without me, Dad. You always said the three of us were partners in this place. I'm riding with you.
Well, if I'm a partner, I'm going too.
Now, look, this business is not for a girl and a young boy. Both of you remain here. Get a horse!
Well, I'm not staying home, that's for sure. I'm going to get a rifle and follow him.
Well, I'm going with you. Get me a gun too, Shirley.
I will not. Father's right, you're too young to carry firearms.
Oh, you women are all alike. Too young to carry firearms.
Well, you are. Oh, I just hope Father keeps his temper no matter what happens.
They got no right to drive cattle in our place.
It's part of Sheriff Richardson's scheme to get us off our land. There, the rifle's in the scabbard.
You'd stay off if I had a gun.
Now, don't start that again. I'm worried enough about Father. That crooked sheriff will kill him if he can. Get up.
Get up, boy, get up.
These homesteaders are troublemakers, Joe. Because they got a piece of paper, they think they can plow up the land and ruin it for cattle grazing.
You sure got yourself a heap of hate again, those homesteaders, Ray.
I don't recognize no homesteading. This land's always been for cattle, and it's going to stay that way.
Couldn't be that you want this waterhole on Juan Detloff's property for your own cattle, Ray.
That's exactly why I want it. We're driving these cattle on his land for just that reason.
Juan's going to own this land legal in 2 more months. He's homesteaded it the full amount of time.
I'm going to drive him off before them 2 months are up.
Yeah, them Detloffs don't drive easy.
If they don't get off alive, they won't get off at all. They'll be dead.
Well, you're going to get your chance to kill him. Huh? Here comes Juan now, and he looks madder than a rock lizard.
Oh, boy. Oh, there. What are you doing on my land, Sheriff Richardson?
You can see for yourself we're driving these cattle to water.
You got water on your own property. Use it. I'm warning you, this is my water, and I aim to keep it for my livestock.
You've had your last say, Detloff. Drag him out of the saddle, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing I'd like better, Joe Schaefer, than the chance to use my fist on you.
Too bad you ain't gonna have more of a chance. All right, Ray, I'm holding him for you.
This gun barrel of mine will put an end to your fighting.
Why, you low-down, dirty...
All right, Ray, finish him off.
Take his gun out of the holster, Joe, and put it in his hand.
Sure. When they find him, you can say he drew first.
Suffering snakes, that shot was close.
It's those blasted Detloff kids. And that gal surely has a rifle.
Yeah, she must have shot at us. We'll put her guns away and say Juwan's horse stumbled.
Yeah, I'm sure she saw us.
Oh, what are you doing to my father? Daddy!
You rotten cowards! I saw your gun with my father.
You're mistaken, Shirley.
Don't lie about it. I saw you.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Reach for your guns. I'm just itching to pull the trigger of this rifle.
Dad? Dad, are you all right?
Oh, Dad, it feels like it's split wide open.
Well, let me help you up, Dad. These murdering skunks are going to kill you, but Shirley stopped him.
Oh, good gal, Shirley. Now, look, Sheriff. I don't want no blood on my hands, nor on my children's, your rotten mavericks. Now get on your horses, round up them cattle, and you get out of here.
You heard him. Move.
And if you or your men cross my property line again, my six gun will do the talking for me.
Next time we cross your property, nothing will talk for you, Detloff. You'll be dead.
Pancho, what are you looking for in those saddlebags?
When we make the camp here, Cisco, Pancho got the little paper bag, and now Pancho not can find it.
I've never before seen you search so hard for anything when it was time for a siesta. It must be very important.
Si, very important to Pancho. Now, Pancho, what you do with that little bag? Loco, you see the little bag? Diablo, you see the little bag?
If you will tell me what it is, Pancho, perhaps I will know where to find it.
We the little bag of lemon drops Pancho buy when we stopped at the store yesterday.
Oh, see, I remember you're buying it, but I do not know where it is.
Well, Pancho not know neither. This give Pancho the big worry. Oh, horse and rider coming, Cisco.
Oh, see, Chico, a smart boy and he's riding fast.
Oh, oh boy, oh.
Buenos dias, little niño.
Buenos dias, young señor.
You're the Cisco Kid and Pancho, ain't you?
Si, we're the Cisco Kid and Pancho. Hi, Pancho.
Welcome to our camp, young señor.
Si, make welcome to the camp. You like something to eat, niño?
No, thank you, sir. I got something more important right now.
Well, tell me, young señor, what is it that is so important?
Well, sir, I'm Craig Detloff, and I heard you were out here. And I would ought to ask the Cisco Kid to help me, because I heard that Cisco and Pancho always help folks that need help.
Not so fast, young señor, not so fast.
How can a little niño say so much in one breath?
What is this big problem you have, young señor Craig?
Well, we've heard talk around here that you're the best shot with a six-gun that there is. And I'd wish you'd teach me how to shoot a six-gun as fast as you do.
Why are you so eager to learn to handle a gun, young señor Craig?
See, little niño not got to shoot a gun. Little niño got the padre to take care of him, no?
Oh, yes, I do, Mr. Pancho.
Oh, Mr. Pancho.
My dad needs help, and I gotta help him.
Oh? Why does he need help?
Because of Sheriff Richardson.
Madre mía, the little niño's padre a bandido.
Oh, no, sir. He ain't a bandido. The sheriff is. We gotta fight him to keep what belongs to us.
Oh, Pancho, sin.
Please, Pancho, now do not interrupt. Maybe we can find out what the young señor wants. Now, what is it that belongs to you, señor?
Well, Sheriff Richardson and his deputy, Joe Schaefer, gun-whipped Dad yesterday. And they said they were coming back to kill him.
Santos, they the bad hombres, no, Cisco?
Are you sure of what you are saying, young Senor Craig?
Well, I'll take an oath to it on a string of 9 black cats. The homesteaders are meeting about it today at Hal Singleton's ranch. The sheriff is trying to steal everybody's land.
Come, Pancho. This young senor and his family do need help. Saddle up.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, saddle up. Oh, not you worry, young Senor Craig. Cisco and Pancho not let those bad hombres kill your padre. When we throw at them, they be behind the bars.
You should have killed Juwan Detloff when you had the chance, Ray. He's got all the homesteaders riled up now.
I know he has. I'm gonna get rid of him.
Yeah? How?
You'll see, as soon as we get the bridge that spans the Trinity River.
What's the bridge got to do with it?
There's a 100-foot drop under it, ain't there?
Close to 150.
If that bridge gave way while Juwan was on it, he'd be dead, wouldn't he, Joe?
Yeah. But how you gonna get him on the bridge?
He's called a homesteaders meeting, ain't he?
Sure, at Hal Singleton's ranch. And Juwan's gotta cross that bridge to get there.
Right. Here's the bridge now. Oh, there. All we gotta do is loosen these underpilots.
Yeah. But he'll be able to see it, won't he?
Not if we ride back down the road a quarter of a mile and wait for him to pass us.
Then what?
Then we'll open fire on him. He's gotta run toward the bridge.
He'll be going so fast he won't notice a loose pilot.
And if by chance he don't cross the bridge, we'll kill him here and drop his body into the river. Before this day's over, Juwan Dentloff will be dead.
Where'd that young scamp of a brother of yours go, Shirley?
I don't know, Father. I'm worried about it.
Yes, I am, too. He wanted to go to this meeting awful bad.
He mentioned something about going out to the camp of a Cisco kid and Poncho.
Yes, I heard they were in this territory. Wonder what they're doing here.
What is the truth about those two? I've heard so many conflicting stories, I don't know what to believe.
Well, all I know is that Cisco's the fastest man with a six-gun that ever sat on a horse. I just hope we don't have any run-ins.
If a man's that fast with a gun, it's a sin she didn't get the practice doing good. I hope Craig was just talking.
Oh, sure, you know how kids are. He's probably waiting for us at the meeting. Ooh, over there! Ooh!
Why are you slowing down, Father?
Oh, we're coming to the Trinity River Bridge. I'd rather the team walk across. That bridge is narrow and none too steady.
Good idea. Anybody that would fall over the side and into the river wouldn't live to tell about it.
Who's that shooting from behind us?
Oh, it's those skunks. Sheriff Richardson and Joe Schaefer.
Get up! Hightail! Higher! Hey! We'll have to make a run for it, Shirley.
When we get to the other side of the bridge, we can take cover. Then we'll give them a fight.
I don't like this team galloping over that narrow, flimsy bridge. I hope we live to reach the other side. Get up there! Higher!
Meet Shirley and Dad on this road, Cisco. They've got to cross the Trinity River Bridge to get to the meeting.
Poncho here, gun shooting, Cisco.
See, they come from the mesa across the river.
The bridge is just up ahead around that bend. Get up, boy!
Up, Dad, come on!
Go!
Look, Cisco, it's Dad and Shirley in the buckboard.
We will have to cross that bridge before we can get at the bandito shooting at them. Faster, Diablo! Up, Dad, come on!
Faster, go!
Well, look out! Dad's gonna cross the bridge at the same time we are. Through the pass! They'll be
Juwan Dentloff and his daughter Shirley must cross Trinity River Bridge to get to a homesteaders' meeting. Sheriff Ray Richardson and Joe Schaefer have weakened the supports of the bridge. Craig Dentloff, Poncho, and I reached the bridge just as Juwan and Shirley were about to cross it. Put it up! Hold
up! Hold up!
Oh, there! Hey, look! Dad's turning the team before they get to the bridge!
Aye, the wagon turned on two wheels. It's too sharp to turn!
There goes the wagon over at the side!
Oh, my sister Shirley! She's thrown onto the bridge! Grab hold, Shirley! Don't roll off!
Not me! The bridge falls to the bottom of the canyon, Cisco. The senorita killed!
No! There she is, on the other side of the canyon wall. I think she has hold of that scrub pinion tree.
See, you're right, Cisco. The senorita got a little ledge there for a toehold.
Dad! Are you all right?
I can't move my leg, son! Where's Shirley?
We can see her, senor. We'll try to save her.
But how, Cisco? The senorita on the other side of the canyon.
I think I can rope the stump of that tree on the other side. Then I will swing over, and if the rope holds, I should land right about the same place the senorita is.
Oh, it's too big a chance to take, Cisco.
You can do it, Cisco. I know you can.
Here, let me use your rope, Pancho. It's newer than mine.
Here, Cisco. Here the rope.
Don't worry, Dad. Cisco will save Shirley.
I wish I could help you, Cisco, but I think my leg's broke.
Bueno, Cisco, good throw. The rope around that tree stump.
Now, I'll make the jump.
Careful, Cisco!
Santos, glad this rope held. All right, hang on, senorita.
Oh, thank heaven you made it.
Now, senorita, the only way for us to get out of here is for you to hold on to me tightly. Then I will climb the rope hand over hand to the top of the canyon.
I'll try, Cisco.
All right, now, careful. You must not start a landslide.
There. That's one hand.
All right, bueno, bueno. I'll hold this hand while you let go of the scrub tree with the other. Come on. There.
Now, do you think the rope will hold us both?
Well, we'll find out, senorita. All right, hang on while I climb.
Cisco, take care. The rocks begin to slide.
Keep going, Cisco!
I think we are going to make it, senorita.
Hurry, Cisco. Poncho not in that tree stump. The rope tied to hold much more.
Then, Father, I can reach the stump of the tree. There. There, now you are safe, senorita.
I knew you'd do it, Cisco!
Oh, Santos, you made it just in time. There goes the stump of that tree into the river.
Oh, bueno, Cisco. Oh, gracias, adios. You and the senorita both safe. How we get to your side of the canyon?
Over Red Rock Bridge, 2 miles up the canyon.
I'll show him, Dad. We'll bring the apples, Cisco.
Meet us at your padre's rancho, young Senor Craig. You'll take care of your father's leg and ride in the buckboard.
We'll see you back home.
Si, back at the rancho.
Now, to tend to that leg, Senor Juan. Who were those two hombres that chased you before you had the buckboard turn over there?
Easy with the legs, Cisco. That was our crooked sheriff and Joe Schaefer.
That's the second time they've tried to shoot Father. Oh, you'll need a splinter or something for bandages, Cisco.
Si, senorita. You know those two mavericks were shooting over your heads?
What in thunder did they do that for?
I believe they were trying to drive you across the bridge.
It sure did fall apart easily when I hit it.
Well, those cartridges were sure it would. You can see where they loosened the underpilings of the bridge.
Those rotten yellow varmints. This leg of mine was...
Well, it will heal, Senor Juan. Right now I have two good legs and two good arms, and I'm going after those coyotes. The reign of terror is over.
Hey, you were right, Ray. Those two hombres were the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
I thought I recognized them, Joe.
What I've heard of the Cisco Kid, be sure to throw in with them homesteaders.
Cisco Kid or not, I've fought this battle with those homesteaders too long to lose it now.
Then you'll have to get rid of Cisco first. But how?
A bullet in the back's as good as anything. Only wish we could get him and that partner of his alone, Summers.
Hey, looks like you got your wish, Sheriff.
Hmm?
Here comes Cisco and the fat one now.
And they must know about the bridge. Joe, hide in the back room. Leave a door open. I'll prod Cisco into an argument. We'll gun him down in a crossfire. Hurry!
I'll be able to get a bead on him through the crack of the door. Now, wait till you call him, Ray. Then I'll kill him.
Quiet now. Don't let yourself be seen.
You are Sheriff Ray Richardson, are you not?
See, that is Sheriff Coyote.
I ain't denying it. What's it to you?
I have met with crooked sheriffs before, and I know how to handle them. I'm taking you to the United States Marshal in charge of this entire territory.
Not worth talk, you won't.
Oh, you pack rat, you not got the right to wear the law badge.
You are a disgrace to the honest sheriffs who do uphold the law. Take off that badge.
You take it off, Cisco. And if you do, I'll kill you.
Oh, Pancho, do this, Cisco.
No, Pancho. Perhaps we were too hasty in coming here. After all, we only have the homesteaders' word against the sheriffs.
Well, so this is a great Cisco Kid. When it comes time to back up your words, you turn yellow.
What you say, hombre?
Quieto, Pancho. Come.
But, Cisco...
You go back to those homesteaders, Cisco, and tell them what a bluff you are. Because if you don't, I will. Come on out, Joe. How do you like the great Cisco Kid now?
Yellow as a jackrabbit. As soon as you showed him you weren't afraid, he backed down and turned tail.
We won't have no trouble with him. You go out and round up a bunch of the boys. We're going to run those homesteaders out of Bridgeport.
When I think of that, Cisco Kid.
Oh, come, Pancho. Do not look so sad.
Well, Pancho not understand why Cisco not fight that bandido sheriff.
Because another hombre was in the back room.
Another hombre?
Si.
Well, Pancho not see the other hombre, Cisco.
Well, I saw the muzzle of his gun through the crack of the door.
Oh.
That sheriff would not act like he did unless he had another hombre to back him.
Si, Cisco right. We go back and fight them now, huh?
Si. Sheriff's office must have a back door. We'll go through it and surprise those two bandidos.
Oh, bueno, Cisco. This the back door?
I think so, Pancho. Quieto, now, quieto. I will open it.
Every time I think of that yellow dog, Cisco, I have to laugh, Ray.
Oh, laugh now, bandido. You'll not get the chance later.
Quieto, Pancho.
Pancho, quieto.
Better get that posse rounded up, Joe. I hope Cisco's at the homesteaders' meeting. I'd like to show them how brave their champion is.
You should have let me gun him down before he left.
Now, Cisco?
In a minute, Pancho.
I wanted them loose so I could show those homesteaders that I can handle the great Cisco Kid.
You have your chance now, hombre.
And Pancho, take care of this hide behind the door, bandido.
You are a brave coyote when it comes to wrecking a bridge.
You're smarter than I thought, Cisco. And you're not yellow. I don't aim to underestimate you this time.
After this, you'll do your estimating behind the bars of a cell.
You'll have to put me there first.
That I will.
And Pancho fix you hombre.
Not if that's all the harder you can hit. Back one.
Well, Pancho not can fix you with his fist. Pancho butt you in the stomach like a goat with his head. Well, bandido, what you say now, huh?
Well, he cannot say anything, amigo. You knocked the breath out of him.
See, how's Cisco do with that yellow jackrabbit sheriff, huh?
From the inside of a jail, this sheriff and the other coyote will not bother the homesteaders again. See, Anselier Craig, but you did not keep your chin covered with your right.
Oh, shucks, I forgot. Can we try it again? I need more practice.
See, Anselier Craig, remember now. Jab with the left, then hook with the right.
Oh, that better, Nino. Someday you grow up to be the good fighter like Pancho. Or maybe even like Cisco.
Father's fit to be tied since he can't get around with that broken leg. He wants to know what's going on out here.
When Senor Craig first came to see us, Senorita Shirley, he asked me to teach him to use a gun.
Why, Craig, you young scam.
However, we talked it over and decided that it might be better to learn to use his fists.
How am I doing, Cisco?
With practice, you will do very well.
Oh, I'm ready. Let's practice some more.
Well, Pancho practice with the young Senor Craig. Pancho not hurt the little niño. Hey, come on, young Senor Craig.
Mind you be careful, Pancho. Young Senor Craig seems to be doing very well, Senorita Shirley.
There'll be no holding Craig now, Cisco.
See, he'll grow up to be a fine hombre, Senorita.
Cisco.
See, Senorita Shirley.
When you rescued me in the canyon, you told me to hold you tightly.
Well, see, I did not want you to fall.
I'm going to do it again now, Cisco.
What, Senorita Shirley? Fall?
No. Hold you tightly. Like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Si, Pancho.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, with all the troubles in Bridgeport, and Pancho forget about the little bag with the lemon drops what Pancho look for.
Are you still worried about those lemon drops, Chico?
Oh, no, Cisco. But Pancho not worried no more. Because Pancho find the little bag with the lemon drops.
Well, I'm glad, amigo, that you have your little bag of lemon drops.
Well, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho not got the lemon drops.
But, Chico, you just said you found your lemon drops.
Si, Pancho find the lemon drops.
Well, I cannot understand, Pancho, how you could find your lemon drops and not have them now.
Oh, that is easy, Cisco. When Pancho find the lemon drops, Pancho eat them.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco.
Up, Diablo!
Go now.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.